Good morning from Florida, from Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I am doing stupendous.
I tell you, it was a little brighter this morning coming into the studios. How was it? Did you see any fog?
A little bit, but not too much, because we did have a nice dose of rain last night, at least in our area. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so you know you're going to get a little bit of that, you know, fog. But, hey, I'm happy.
It was great. No, it was wonderful. We got a little bit of rain yesterday, lots of thunder, and it was good. Just a few drops of rain. The temperatures are going to be in the 90s this week. It's going to feel like summertime without that rain. And my advice is to go easy on the fertilizing, herbicides, and other chemical applications, because it is going to be so hot that those weed killers are going to do more damage to your turf than they are to the weeds.
Oh,
so just go ahead and just ease back up. Wait until we start getting those daily rains if you need to apply a chemical. Right now, this week, it's just not a good idea. And then I want to welcome all our new Facebook listeners, Heather, William, Matt, Geraldine, Brian, so many others. We're so glad they're listening. And we have a lot of new listeners in Naples and Fort Lauderdale, Venice, and Miami. So good morning, South Florida. And you are welcome to call in at any time. So, Lizzie, are you going to stay up and watch the lunar eclipse tonight?
No, I am not.
It's going to be pretty late. So the eclipse of the moon tonight is going to be visible throughout Florida and the East Coast. It begins at 10:28 tonight. That will be a partial eclipse. And it's going to get to that red-hued blood moon at 12:11 on May 16th. And it wraps up at 1:55 a.m. So now this lunar eclipse is known as a superflower blood moon. Great botanical reference there. Superflower blood moon. And it's going to occur when the Earth's position is aligned perfectly between the full moon and the sun. Let me just turn my phones down. There we go. And there we go. Oh, I know what I need to do. There we go. Okay, super. And it's perfectly aligned between the full moon and the sun, and the sunlight peeking through the Earth's atmosphere will give the moon a reddish coloring, hence the name blood moon. So supermoons are named this because the moon is closer to the Earth, which makes it look larger than in most months, and the full moons in May are known as flower moons because that's traditionally the time in spring when flowers are blooming. So the entire eclipse will be over 5 hours long. I'm not going to stay up for all of it. It's going to start at 9:32 p.m. Sunday, or 9:32 p.m. Sunday night, yes, and last until 2:50 a.m. on Monday. However, the total phase of the eclipse when the moon changes color is only going to last about an hour and a half. So starting at 11:29 and ending at 12:53. So the middle of the eclipse will be the best time to look at the moon, and that's going to occur at 12:11.
Oh, okay. All right.
And, you know, we don't often get a chance to see these eclipses because of where we are. And so this is going to be really very easily seen in Florida. So I'm very pleased about that, and I'm looking forward to it. So this week I bought some plants. We're going to be talking to Dana Venrick about a holistic landscape.
What is that?
Well, see what I did? Hollies mixed with fantastic.
That's good stuff.
Holistic landscape. He's going to be coming up. And I was able to buy a Himelia patens calusa. Now, a Himelia patens is a native firebush, and it is a beautiful small tree, and it's a large shrub. It'll get to be 18 to 20 feet tall, and it is beautiful deep red. So this is native, like the full-size firebush, not like the orange Himelia patens compacta. So when you see the orange variety of firebush, that is not the native. Now, butterflies still like it. Hummingbirds will still go to it, but they really like the red. And it's very eye-catching, but it doesn't get as big as that firebush that is our real native, which gets to be, like I said, 15 to 20 feet tall. So the Calusa Himelia patens grows in zones 8B, which means it stands 15 degrees, and it goes all the way down to South Florida. Gets only to be 3 to 8 feet tall, and 3 to 6 feet wide. It's got a beautiful fall color, and it's got fruit, which is edible to birds. It's going to attract birds and wildlife, and it blooms continuously throughout the year. It attracts bees, birds, butterflies, hummingbirds. It is deer resistant and drought tolerant. So it's a lovely bush. I can't wait to plant it. I got it at Quality Green Specialist yesterday, and it is going to be so beautiful. I'm just very excited about it.
Oh, I'm super excited. You're going to do a before and after picture?
I'm re-landscaping my entire front yard. So right now it's just all dirt and some bags of bricks, and it's just all piled high. So this week it's going to get done. I'm getting some trees cut, and it will be just a big transformation. So I'm looking forward to it. You've heard the cobbler's children have no shoes.
Right.
So I install these beautiful landscapes for my clients, and I've neglected my yard. So
You know, that's the way it is. Yeah. Doctors, they don't take care of themselves.
Yeah,
you know?
So I'm very excited. I'm getting this off the ground and getting going this week. So I'm looking forward to doing that. We've got a great show today for you. We're going to be able to answer your gardening questions coming up. So call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Recently, I was on a flight writing on a legal pad, and the man next to me struck up a conversation. "Are you an author?" he asked. I said, "No, I'm actually a preacher." Well, the look on his face was priceless. How would you feel if you're stuck sitting next to a preacher for several hours? Surprisingly, though, we had a good conversation. He asked me several questions about Jesus, and I told him that the Bible says if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, Christianity is worthless. Ever thought about that? You see, the truthfulness of Christianity hinges on whether Jesus died and rose from the grave. There's great evidence for it, and I'm one of the billions of Christians around the globe who believes that the resurrection really happened. If Jesus did conquer death, then he's worthy of your trust. If he didn't, reject him because he's a fraud. I believe he really conquered death. What do you believe? This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful. Until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you to all our callers last week on Mother's Day who called in and texted their stories about their moms and grandmothers and gardening. It was so sweet. I want to say a wonderful good morning to Marie in Polk City. And then also to say that Peterson's Nursery is going to be having a butterfly class today. And, you know, that is going to be right there in Lakeland. And let me see. Peterson's Nursery
is. I have got to get out there one day.
I think I would love to go down there, so I've got to make plans to do it. It's at 2184 County Road 540A in Lakeland, Florida. So that's going to be today, their butterfly gardening course. And so that's wonderful. So Dana Venrick, I was able to go to Quality Green Specialist this week. I wanted to see their trees because I'm redoing the landscape and they have so much to offer there. And so I got there, I found some great plants and it was just gorgeous. And so we have Dana with us this morning. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. I'm always great when I get out and I'm able to buy plants, you know. So.
Oh, it was so great to see you.
Well, it was wonderful. And so you have some great trees in right now, some oak trees and also fruit trees. Tell me, what's a good reason right now to plant a tree?
Well, the good reason is there's a hot summer coming up, and we have a couple of big holidays coming up, give a little more time, and so we can really appreciate the value of trees. Remember those like on Memorial Day, which is May the 30th, and then Father's Day on June the 19th, and we really want to appreciate our dads just as well as our moms.
And we can give them a legacy tree. We can plant it with the grandchildren or the children and watch this tree grow and have everybody in the family involved. So that's a really good idea.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It'll give you clean air, prevent soil erosion, shelter for all your friends in the wildlife community. Well, it makes the house cooler if you have one properly placed, up to 10 degrees cooler under a shade tree.
That's what I was going to say, is we really could use the shade in the summertime.
Absolutely. It really is a big, big benefit to have a good shade tree, such as an oak or a holly or a magnolia, and others are very good for Florida.
So Florida, that's what I said this morning, that we were going to be talking about a holistic, which is hollies and fantastic mixed together, holistic landscape. And so tell me, what kind of native hollies do you recommend?
Well, the number one pick, I believe, is the East Palatka holly. It was actually discovered in East Palatka, of all things, go figure. And it's a very unique tree because it doesn't need fertilization. It's self-fertile. It's a hybrid. So all the trees, all these palatkas have fruit, have berries, beautiful red fruit, you know, that ripen in the winter. And the birds love them, especially the robins before they go north. They give the robins a lot of energy for the flight back up north.
That's an amazing sight to see.
It's a beautiful pyramidal tree.
That's an amazing sight to see, is these flocks of birds coming and just swooping in and staying and buzzing and flapping their wings around these holly trees and then just taking off all at one time after completely eating all the berries.
I know. It's like they're beautiful one day and they're all gone the next. But I'm happy for the robins.
That's true. So now I see holly trees cut in balls. And also they're just cut quite harshly, you know, very severely. And is that a good thing for hollies?
No, they should be lightly pruned. You know, you don't want to prune hard. You know, it's just, as a rule of thumb, you never want to do much pruning of them. They are naturally smaller growing trees. They have a natural pyramidal shape. There's no real reason to do anything but tipping them.
So how can you tell a holly is a male or a female?
Well, in most cases, if it has fruit, the red berries, you know, it's a female. And a male will never have fruit except for the East Black holly, which is a female tree. And all of the East Blackas have fruit. And so that's the nice thing about it. It's actually a cross between a Dahun holly and an American holly, Ilex opaca.
And so, hollies have gotten a lot of attention over the last few years from the University of Florida. And one of them is the Yaupon holly. Why are we so interested in researching Yaupon hollies?
Well, Yaupon holly is an amazing tree because it's only one of two trees in the United States. They're endemic to the United States that have lots of caffeine. And the Ilex vomitoria, which was named way back in 1789 by William Altoon, of all things, a Scottish botanist, actually has the by far the most, is 80% more caffeine than the Ilex cassine. But, you know, it was a famous black drink among the natives of Florida, and it was just famous for such a high quality drink. In fact, it was giving the East Indian Company, you know, that sold a lot of tea, a lot of competition. So, I mean, some people say that Alton actually gave it a bad rap, you know, saying, you know, it made people vomit, the natives vomit. But it was because they drank for 3 days, not because of the drink.
Okay, and so the University of Florida is researching this as a crop for Florida just to make this beverage, a kind of tea.
Oh, that's one of my favorite drinks. I have it a lot of times in the morning or evening, and it's delicious. It's delicious. It has twice as much caffeine as regular tea, the Camellia sinensis, and it has about half as much caffeine as coffee. So it's pretty well spiced with caffeine. It gives a nice lift in the morning.
Okay, and so do you just buy the Yaupon holly tea, or do you make it yourself?
Well, I buy it right now. The Yaupon brother holly is one that's out there, but I am learning how to make it. You know, you take the leaves that are more or less maturing, you know, younger leaves, and then sort of put them in a pot or a crock pot, you know, with a low heat, mm-hmm. and let them brown a little bit or darken a little bit. And then you put them in boiling water and boil them a little bit and strain them, and you've got that incredible tea.
Wow. I've got to try that. I've got a couple of Yaupon hollies. I'm going to have to try that. So you have other edible landscape plants there at Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. So tell us what kind of fruit trees and what kind of edible shrubs you have.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we have a wide variety. You know, we pride ourselves in having all of the fruiting trees that will do well in Central Florida, including unusual things like feijoa, pineapple guava. It's very cold hardy guava. Grow as far north as South Carolina. We specialize in olive trees and citrus. We have, like, right now, five varieties of olive trees, and the two best ones I've come to find out are the Arbequina and the Chemlali. And they are doing very well. We've also had olives on the Koroniki and the Coratina. So we're really excited about that. We have pomegranates. We have cold hardy avocados like the Fantastic or the Mexicola or Winter Mexican. Brogdon, we have all those. Right now we have Fantastic and Brogdon varieties. Loquats, that's a very good one. And so we have many others like the elderberry. Is great because of additional properties, you know, to help prevent colds and other viral attacks. It's been proven to stop at least three viruses in people.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. Apples, you also have apples, peaches, and even beautiful nectarine trees.
Yes, and pears and plums. We have just a wide variety, you name it. We have Suriname cherries. I've been eating Suriname cherry fruit. I've been eating some of the peaches off of the peach tree. Oh, did you enjoy that peach?
I did. It was delicious. I munched on it on the way home, and I'm definitely thinking about getting a peach tree. I've got to find a place for it. I haven't told Tony yet, but we're going to try and find a place for a peach tree.
We have a good selection of peaches and nectarines right now, including the Sun Home. That's a beautiful tree in itself with that beautiful bronze red coloration of the foliage. It's hard to beat.
So now I had a question. I bought some azomite yesterday. I'm going to be using it in my front yard and in the holes of the plants that I'm installing. And so I was wondering, can I use it on my indoor plants?
Well, you're going to see amazing results. I use it indoors on all of our indoor plants, including an orchid, a Cattleya orchid in the patio in the sunroom. Mm-hmm.
And the orchids, uh-huh.
And I put it on. You'll be amazed. You know, instead of a bloom here or there, it'll come out with two or three big floral spikes just full of beautiful bloom. It's amazing. And I recommend putting a little bit of bone meal with it. Uh-huh. It's low in phosphorus, and you really will see incredible results. Azomite, just a little bit of bone meal. And I also put a little bit of earthworm castings, a little bit of fulvic acid in the form of a humate.
Wow, lots of organic
and
amendments.
You have a great recipe.
There you go. I think I'm looking forward to seeing all that my flowering coming up from it. So, Dana, tell us how people can get to your nursery, which is downtown DeLand.
Yes, it's right just northwest of downtown. It's within walking distance. But anyway, on 1792 or Woodland Boulevard, just go several blocks north of downtown. You come into the Stetson campus. Take a left there, the big white house, the president's house of Stetson, on Michigan Avenue. And 3.5 blocks on the right, just across from the St. Barnabas Episcopal School is where we're at. It's a big open facility, a lot of easy parking. It's all easy, accessible to walk through, and lots of room. It's all paved, so.
And you're open. And you're open.
Marvelous place. We enjoy it.
And you're open Monday through Sunday, or what days are you closed?
Yeah, every day, 9 to 4.
9 to 4. And your website is qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Yes, and we welcome everyone, you know, and we enjoy seeing you and give you information that you need to grow some beautiful plants.
Thank you so much, Dana. It's nice talking to you. It was good to see you yesterday.
It was great to see you, too. Have a great day.
You, too. Thank you so much. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. We've got text messages coming in on bahia grass and flowers and pollinator plants. And so we're going to take a break right now. It's a perfect time to call. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, makers of Mosquito Bits and Dunks. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542, 802-341-4542, 802-341-4542, that's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. I love to help people with their plants. This is your time to call in 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. Even if it's just to say good morning and you're listening out there. Lizzie, we love to hear from them.
I love them, especially whenever we have our repetitive callers. And the first thing I hear is a rooster.
We will just have to go to that. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
She is something else.
Lizzie is. We're so blessed to have her.
And she said, good morning, Eileen. And I said, how did you know it was me? And she said, I think I heard a rooster. I said, the next time I call, I'm going in the house. She said, oh, that would be such a mean trick.
It would be.
So now when you're walking outside, it was much lighter this morning, brighter right now, isn't it?
Oh, yes, especially since I sent Bob out like at 10 till 6. So anyway, it's good. He needs to go out. Anyway.
That's all good, right?
Good. Yeah, it is. Is it too late to start a butterfly garden?
No. No, you can plant a butterfly garden all year round.
Okay, good.
Okay, what kind of butterfly garden are you thinking about? What do you want to plant?
Everything. Zinnias. The stuff I can't even name.
Sure.
Corpus.
Oh, Coreopsis, yes. So, yeah, no, you can plant all the butterfly plants right now. No, not a problem at all.
Okay, and I have the garden soil to do that.
Okay.
They don't need cow manure, do they?
Well, you know, cow manure does is it adds organic material and it helps the ground hold on to moisture. It adds nutrients. So, you know, it's good for sandy soils. It's good to put on top, you know, just to mix it in into your garden bed. But if you've already got, you know, good organic material there right now, it'll be fine. And a lot of butterfly plants, especially wildflowers, like sandy soils.
Well, we have sandy soil.
Okay, so I would just do a little bit of mixture, add a little bit of organic material because you want it to hold on to a little bit of moisture a little bit longer. And, you know, it provides nutrients, too, as well.
Okay. Well, I've got good garden soil that has nutrients in it. And I'm going to mix my seeds in with that. I'll scrape up the mulch and put it down with that.
Okay.
So, and I also want to let you know that my neighbor, not the one that has the roosters, but the other one, his chicken had 6 babies.
Oh. And they're running around?
Five. Yeah, they come through the fence over to my property. and then mom gets them back. 1 black one and 5 white ones.
Oh. Would you?
They are adorable.
That sounds wonderful.
For now, till they get their voice.
and we also have a bunny.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you
wildlife.
You're going to have a cutinarian garden. Anything that's cute in your garden. So that's wonderful.
I feed it sunflower seeds.
Oh.
He eats sunflower seeds.
That's wonderful. Make that one of your flowers that you plant in your butterfly garden then.
The birds drop them on the lawn.
Yeah.
So we have sunflowers all over the place.
Oh, they'll be coming up then.
Down. Yeah, they are. They're coming up all over the place.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. It sounds beautiful, Eileen. So you're very, very fortunate to have that lovely place. So we'll give Bob a hello and a hug from us.
I will.
All right.
And he needs to cut his hair.
Okay, Bob, cut your hair. There you go.
That's right. Thank you so much for that.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, Eileen. Thank you for calling.
I didn't know that we were consulting on relationships now.
I'll consult on anything. So going to our text messages, it says, good morning, Teresa. Good morning. I just installed Bahia grass sod. How often and at what time should I water it? Okay, so Bahia sod is really a very drought-tolerant sod, but you need to water it to get it established. So you're going to water it once a day for the first week, and watering in the morning is good. Okay, you want to put down 1 inch every application. Okay, so you need to calibrate your, you know, your irrigation to figure out how much time you need to have it turned on. And so what you do is you get a tuna fish, cat food, or dog food can, mark in it 1 inch, and place about 10 out in your zone, and then turn on your irrigation system and time how long it takes to fill that can up to 1 inch. That's how long you water for. Okay, so you water once a week, the first week, 1-1. Then you water once or twice I'm sorry, let me go back. Water once every 2 days, the second week, 2-2. And then you go every 3 days, the third week. And by the end of the month, you're on that schedule of watering 2 times a week. Okay? So that's how much you water and the days to water it. And then once it gets established, it'll be after 3 mowings, then it will be able to be last on rainfall. Okay? Good question. The next text message is, good morning. I'm out here listening to you in Daytona Beach. Thank you so much. Love your show. Thank you so much. I have a backyard that's turned into dirt. I put some fertilizer down and watered it very well, but for some reason, it not only killed the weeds, but it killed quite a bit of grass. Any suggestions? Well, this is the hard part about herbicides. Okay, so we place herbicides down before the temperatures get 85 degrees. All right, and so that's in late February, first part of March, we can put down an herbicide to kill the weeds. And then if you need to do it again, you can do it then in September, October. We don't apply herbicides when the temperatures are over 85 degrees, and it will tell you that on the label. So you want to make sure you're reading your labels well. And so why it killed the grass, I don't know. Maybe you thought you had grass and all you had was weeds. Okay, so that may be a part of it, or that your grass just couldn't handle the herbicide because it was so stressed out. All right, so what I would do is, try and get your seed growing. You can apply Bahia seed right now and get Bahia seed, and then you want a nice thick lawn so that the weeds don't get in. They have a harder time with the competition to graduate. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. You can call in with your gardening question, 1-888-455-2967. Or text at 23680. Coming from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's blackcowkow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Bicyclists and motorcyclists all have the right to be on the road and travel safely. Drivers, watch out for bicyclists and give them 3 feet of clearance. Always be on the lookout for motorcycles and never attempt to share a lane with one. Drive cautiously around large buses and trucks, and remember to never cut in front of them since they can't stop as quickly. When we're on the road together, safety is a shared responsibility. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro Zero Turn Mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide Suspension that take the ache out of acreage. Massive rear drive tires for ultimate traction and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit year-round spray oil. It kills Asian cycad, scale, and other insect pests. But Summit year-round spray oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit year-round spray oil is available at fine garden centers and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'd love to take your gardening questions. You can give Lizzie a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We have a lot of text messages, so we're going to go right there. So, good morning. This is Mark in Lakeland. Good morning, Mark. I have a pomegranate tree that's about 20 years old. Last month, I gave it fertilizer meant for fruit trees, and for the first time ever, the tree sprouted about 20 blossoms. Unfortunately, most of the flowers have fallen from the tree before they could become fruit. Is there anything I can do for my tree to ensure that it continues to blossom and that the flowers remain so that they can become fruit? I understand that it takes about 6 months for the fruit to ripen. Thank you for your advice. Well, thank you, Mark, for texting. Okay, so here is the thing about fertilizer. I would really want to know what the nutrients are in your soil already. Okay, so it's very important before you fertilize that you get a soil test, and that the university, when you send it away, they'll send it back to you with what you need to fertilize with and the amounts. Sometimes you can put on too much, so I don't know what kind of fertilizer you put down. I don't know if it was too much, if it wasn't enough. And so you want to make sure you're getting the right recommendations for your soil. And you don't want to use quick release, you want to use slow release. And so the pH and the soil analysis test will tell you that. Then there's also the pomegranates have male and female flowers on the plant, but some of the males are non-producing, and those flowers will fall off. So when you fertilized it, you may have had a flush of flowers that were all sterile male flowers, and they're naturally going to fall off. So what I want you to do is to get a soil analysis, find out what the nutrients are in your soil, and then that'll tell you what you need to fertilize with, and then you need to do it on a consistent basis. So when you send the soil test in, you want to say that you want to grow pomegranates. Now, pomegranates need more potassium than nitrogen, so that soil test is going to be really important, Mark. Okay, and that's going to help you, and just want to be on a regular basis every 3 to 4 months putting down the fertilizer. But the soil test before anyone fertilizes their soil or their garden beds or their lawn, they should get a soil test first. That's going to help, one, give you the right nutrients for your conditions, your site conditions, but it's also going to prevent a lot of applications of nutrients that your soil doesn't or your plants don't need, and they leach out and it causes pollution. Okay, great question. Thank you so much. So then the next text message is, do you need 2 trees for planting peaches, guavas, and avocados? And they're calling from, or they're texting from Sebastian, Florida. Well, thank you so much. It depends on the varieties. So you have to, you know, find out what peaches and what guavas you have. Guavas are usually self-producing, and also peaches are self-producing. You usually don't need a pair. But again, it is variety specific. Okay, so find out what that is. Avocados too. You don't need to have another one too, another avocado. But let me just tell you that the more fruit trees you have, or the more shrubs and trees that you have, flowers that are pollinator plants, the more fruit you will get. Okay? Great question. So then my next one is, my Perfecto Mundo arrived with planting instruction, but not pot size info. Can I plant directly into a large pot, or should I start with a smaller pot and upgrade to larger pots as it grows? Great question. I'm wondering if you're going to put anything else in the container with the Perfecto Mundo. If you are, then it can go into a larger pot, and then you could put other plants in it that will make a, you know, a combination planter. But if you don't want to put it into a pot too big, if it's just going to be by itself. So depending on the size, it's probably a 2-gallon plant. Okay. If you ordered it online, 2-gallon plant, you can up it to a 3-gallon, not a problem at all. 3 to 5 gallon would be fine. All right. Great question. Let's go to John in Winter Haven. Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Teresa. Listen, I have a cherry hedge. It's about 4 foot tall right now, and it's backed up to retaining wall. And I need to paint the house, so I have to trim this back. But how far can I trim this back?
Okay.
At this time.
What kind of cherry tree is it? Is it a Suriname cherry, or is it a Barbados cherry?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
It's one I brought it out of Winter Haven.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay, so here's the general answer. You can cut plants and shrubs by a third without damaging it, without causing it a lot of stress. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, but I have to go back further than that, I think.
Okay, but...
I did it one time before. I cut it to about a foot tall, and it bloomed right back. I mean...
Okay, and so it seems to just flush right back out again. So, you know, again, you can cut plants and shrubs by a third without any stress. You can take it down more, but you're going to have a longer time to wait before it flushes out or produces fruit or flowers again.
Yeah.
Okay? You take it down as far as you need to. Now, if you take it down by a third, then you can cut it back again, cut it down again in August and take it down another third. So if you can do it in phases, that would be the easiest.
Yeah.
But if you need to remove it, go ahead and cut it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. This is a hedge I bought out of Miami about 40 years ago.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to hurt it. You can cut it down to a foot off the ground, and it's going to be just fine.
Oh, great.
Okay?
Hi. Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome. Thank you. That's a great question.
I absolutely love whenever our listeners call in and they're going to do some type of house prep, and they're like, wait, I don't want to disturb nature. Love it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's like, I want to do this, but I don't want to mess things up. I love that.
No, they're just being cautious and careful, and they're thinking about it, and that's a great thing. So my kumquat tree is 3 years old. This is a text message. Never fruits and doesn't grow. What do I need to do? Well, you just need to read it, the Riot Act, and just, you know, got to shake things up. So here's what I want you to look at. Did you plant it? If you planted it, did you open up the root ball? When we plant plants and we put them right straight into the ground without opening up the root ball, maybe, washing the roots off and then putting the roots out so that they're growing outward, then they don't know they've been planted and they don't do anything. Or are you fertilizing it? If you planted it properly, but you haven't fertilized it yet, it may not have the energy to think about doing other things besides, you know, just trying to survive. So what I want you to do is I want you to dig it up, okay, and look at the root system, or move or dig down and push the soil back to see that root system. If that root system is in the same shape or doesn't look like it's grown any bit at all since you planted it, then dig it up, open up the root system, put some good water in there, and then put some slow-release fertilizer in, and then put it back down in the ground, all right? And you'll be able to do that. It'll be just fine, okay? Let us know how you do. That should work. Lori in St. Cloud, good morning, Lori. How are you?
Good morning. I'll try to make it quick. I've had a pineapple guava for about 8 years. It's never produced anything. I water it once a week with well water, fertilize 3 times a year. This year we've had a drought. My well broke, and it didn't get any water for about a month. So it's dropped most of its leaves. And so it makes me wonder how established it is, if it's healthy. What am I doing wrong?
Okay, so has it grown any at all?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay, and so it's grown out and it gets all the flowers. Does it get flowers?
No.
Okay, so
maybe
what kind
one
of,
or two.
Okay, so what kind of fertilizer are you using?
I'm using the avocado citrus fertilizer.
Okay, I would go with a blooming fertilizer now. Okay, so I would go because you want flowers and you need flowers to have fruit. And then the fruit is also, the flowers are also pollinated by mockingbirds. So I would just go ahead and change the fertilizer and switch it up and use a blooming fertilizer, one with a higher phosphorus middle number. Okay. And, and then, you know, see what happens then. All right.
Okay. May I just ask, since we didn't have any rain and didn't get watered regularly, should it have gotten that distress that it like almost, you know, drop all its leaves?
Yeah, it will. It's going to do whatever it needs to survive, and that means dropping its leaves so it survives. So,
all right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lori. Thank you so much.
Okay.
There you go. And so we had a great show. The next hour is all yours to all our callers, and so we are going to open it up to everyone to call in and ask their gardening questions.
Please call. We would love for you to call. That's 888-455-2967, or if you're local, 407-916-5400.
That's wonderful. And you could also text us at 23680. So it's wonderful. We've had so many callers, and I'm going to get to all these text messages. The lecture at Peterson Nursery is at 9:30 today on butterfly gardening. You can go out there, and that's in Lakeland, and have a good time. From Summit Responsible Solutions Studio and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Kids are amazing, and at Florida Kid Care, we think their health care should be amazing too. That's why millions of Florida's kids from birth through the end of age 18 get their health and dental insurance for free or at a low cost. And your child can too. Apply today at floridakidcare.org or 1-888-540-KIDS. That's 1-888-540-5437.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.